plagued a potential nugget.
And related point, Karthik, also, I'm curious about failure modes when people transition from one industry to another. You touched upon the failure modes when entrepreneurs move into investing, because it's a different business and you need to move away from courage of conviction in your idea to being open to other ideas. Similarly, if we for a minute look at the failure modes when people move from consulting to VC investing.
Yeah.
And then if you could subsequently talk about banking to investing, are there two or three failure modes that people should watch out for?
I think it depends how deep-rooted your behavior is in your prior industry. Mm. And how married to that behavior you are. And I think that will make you a poorer PC investor. I don't think it's that much about failure mode. I'm an advocate that everything teaches you something.
Correct.
So if you're able to take that as learning and apply, it's actually going to be very powerful. Hmm. If you take that as baggage and saying nothing else will work as well, it's a problem. So let's take those examples that you brought up, right? So if you take consulting, usually most people apply very well-established frameworks. Hmm. And venture is all about destroying them. Right? So if you come and say, my skill is to apply the framework and build a new one and know where the world is headed and I'm going to be the innovator of that framework. Hmm. And it's not like they have to be a genius. They just have to learn from the market.
Right.
They see six new different types of marketplaces working. You become an advocate. So you will see a lot of guys who are like in the US, they're like blogs are followed by 100,000 people. And that's because they're thought leaders in this classic consulting mindset, mm-hmm. consulting frame. Some of these are journalists, some of them are consultants, mm-hmm. but they've gone and applied that core skill to venture in the way they should. It can easily be a trap in the other direction and say, oh, this doesn't work. Mm-hmm. That's precisely the point. 9 out of 10 great businesses in using tech and disruption and the short life cycles that this is an exciting business, venture is an exciting business, happen only because you've disrupted an existing framework.
Got it.
Right? So that, I think, is the consulting trap. Banking, my sense again, I might be wrong. Again, the best bankers who probably move to venture are truly, truly believe in very, very long-term relationships. And I think banking is conventionally a deal-making / transactional deal.
Correct.
Right. Correct. There are some who will espouse that they're relationship oriented. There are some who maintain them. It's very tough when you have a year end goal and you have a year end bonus.
You need to keep a momentum. Yeah.
No, even if you worked with a great guy last year, if he can't contribute to your bonus for the next 3, if you sold his company, let's say, what are you going to do with him? Your wealth arm might talk to him, but you have no reason to, right? So that's a much tougher thing to they profess that, but how many actually practice it is the challenge. And in our business, you have to see the same guy for 8-10 years. My first fund guys are still thriving, right? Some are dead, but they still come back. So it is only a relationship business. So I might be reading too much into it, but I feel like that transactional DNA might get in the way.
Got it.
Right? Especially early stage. Because it's all about like nurturing, not dealing. We did touch upon the entrepreneur pitfalls.
Yeah.
The key takeaway for me here was the importance of the right mindset as you get into a profession. People often focus on the skills dimension, but the derailers early on often happen due to the divergence between the mindset people bring and what's expected of them in that profession. Like Karthik talks about consultants' willingness to think about frameworks from first principles, or bankers' ability to nurture long-term relationships. Tuning into that and flexing in the new environment is critical. I'm reminded of the book What Got You Here Won't Get You There by Marshall Goldsmith. There he talks about what are the few things you need to stop doing for you to succeed and move on. People often focus on what are the new things they need to acquire, new skills they need to acquire, but don't pay enough attention on the stuff they need to stop, which might come in the way. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.